BBC World Service with a test transmission including news and other material recorded over the past few days. This is not a live news transmission.
British Governor of Hong Kong, Chris Patten, formally published his proposals for greater democracy. This is despite opposition from China. The plans include measures to increase the number of people able to vote in local and general elections to almost half the colony's population of 6 million people. Mr. Patten said that weeks of diplomatic contact had not persuaded China to restart negotiations on the issue, and publication could not be delayed any longer. But he was prepared to put off the introduction of the bill containing the changes to the Hong Kong Legislative Council. In the first official reaction, a senior official of the New China News Agency, effectively China's consulate in Hong Kong, said that further negotiations could not now go ahead. He said that the publication of the bill showed that Britain was not sincere and that Britain would be responsible for what he called the serious consequences. In Russia, as the political struggle continues, President Yeltsin has warned the country's highest legislative body, the People's Congress, that he may be forced to take special measures to keep the balance of power. He didn't say what those measures might be. But some supporters say that he could introduce emergency rule. Before Mr. Yeltsin spoke, the Congress had rejected, by a large majority, an amendment that would have kept some presidential powers. And after delivering his warning, the president walked out of the debate for the second day running. Congress later gave final approval to a resolution cutting the president's authority and cancelling a referendum about who rules Russia. It was due to have taken place next month, but Mr. Yeltsin is said to be still planning to go ahead with the referendum, even though it will have no legal basis. His spokesman warned that Congress, by its actions, was sliding back towards communist and Soviet-style rule.
In 1990, the private sector only accounted for 1% of China's economy. However, it estimated that private enterprises have been expanding at a rate of some 18% since the beginning of the 1980s, after the inauguration of China's open-door economic promises. The biggest growth of the private sector has been seen in agriculture, where all forms of state farming are rapidly disappearing. There are new export-oriented industries, which also tend to be private enterprises. Most are joint ventures between local companies and investors from Hong Kong and Taiwan. The proximity of southern China to these two territories has placed Guangdong province far ahead of the rest of the country in terms of private sector growth. In 1990, the year in which the private sector only accounted for 1% of the rest of the country's gross domestic product, private and foreign ownership in Guangdong had become the dominant force, accounting for some 38% of industrial ownership. The so-called collective, many of which are in reality private enterprises, had a 27% share, while the state sector had shrunk to a mere 35% of GDP. In the light of what's been achieved in Guangdong, the official forecast for the rest of the country is, if anything, rather modest. Today marks the 25th anniversary of the assassination of the black American civil rights leader, Martin Luther King. He was shot on the balcony of a motel in Memphis, Tennessee, and a white man, James L. Ray, was later sentenced to life imprisonment for his murder. In the United States, commemoration of the killing has prompted reflection on the legacy left by Dr. King. And, as Maurice Walsh of our news staff reports, many black activists are saying that Dr. King's apparent acceptance by mainstream society hides the continuing racial divisions in the United States.